This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has released the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test NEET UG revised final scorecard on Friday. Candidates who have appeared for NEET can check their results and scorecards on the official website. NTA informed that 17 candidates have shared the top rank. The NTA conducted the test for more than 24 lakh candidates on 5th May at over 4,750 different centres located in 571 cities. NTA said the re-examination for 1,563 candidates who had experienced time loss during the exam was held on 23rd June. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Viksit Bharat at the rate 2047 is an ambition of every Indian. Addressing the 9th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog today, Mr. Modi said that states can play an active role in achieving this aim as they are directly connected with the people. The 9th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog is underway at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre in New Delhi. Mr. Modi, who is also the chairman of Niti Aayog, chaired the meeting. Chief ministers and lieutenant governors of state and union territories, union ministers as ex-officio members and special invitees are attending the meeting. Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Pema Khandu, and Deputy Chief Minister Tona Mann also attended the meeting. But many India Alliance chief ministers boycotted the meeting, alleging that NDA government is playing revenge politics in the recent annual budget. Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, though, attended the meeting but left the meeting for giving her only 5 minutes to speak in the meeting. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar also did not attend the meeting. The nation is paying tribute to the country's former president and renowned scientist, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, on his 9th death anniversary today. Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam was the 11th president of India and one of the most celebrated aerospace scientists. He played a crucial role in India's space and missile development programs. He died on this day in 2015. Home Minister Amit Shah, paying tribute to the former president, said that Dr. Kalam's life was a unique combination of hard work, simplicity and sensitivity, which inspired and motivated the country, especially the youth. Chief Minister Pema Khandu also paid tribute to the former president, APJ Abdul Kalam, and in a social media post said that his vision, dedication and wisdom continue to inspire us. A meeting was chaired by Mamu Hage, Deputy Commissioner West Siang, in the DC's conference hall Alo to address the pressing issue of plastic waste management in Alo town. ER Torik Ori, JEUD and Housing, Alo, prepared and delivered a comprehensive presentation covering plastic waste generation in Alo town, plastic waste management rules 2016 and 2024, and the way forward for managing plastic waste in town. The attendees unanimously resolved to reissue the executive order on the plastic ban, reconstitute a flying squad for the inspection of plastic bags and other plastic items within the town, and enforce penalties for violators in accordance with the plastic waste management rules. East Siang Deputy Commissioner Tai Tagu reviewed the implementation of the measures to eliminate drug abuse and drug peddling in the district on Friday. Presiding over a meeting of the district-level committee of the Narco Coordination Centre, the DC sought detailed information from the NCORD members regarding the present drug-related scenario, areas of concern, age gap, and addicts, and hotspots of drug abuse. The DC also reviewed the functioning of drug addiction centres and the Addiction Treatment Facility Centre. The Superintendent of Police, Dr. Sachin Kumar Singhal, was also present in the meeting. World Hepatitis Day was observed at Judicial Jail Pasighat today. It was jointly organized by General Administration and District Health Society East Siang. It was launched by Deputy Commissioner Tai Tagu. Speaking on the occasion, DC Tagu opined that it is such a wastage spending time in jail during one's productive life and advised the inmates to reform their lifestyle. DMO Dr. K. Perme, while welcoming all, educated the inmates on signs and symptoms and prevention of hepatitis. To mark the occasion, IEC activities along with screening of 55 jail inmates were carried out. Sports and Youth Affairs Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today said that the new internship scheme introduced in the recently presented union budget will facilitate employment, skilling and other opportunities for over 4 crore youth over 5 years. Talking to the media, the minister said that the government will provide internship opportunities to 1 crore youth in 500 top companies in 5 years. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.